I think books are in the room. Okay, everybody, let's welcome our folks that have been waiting for this item. I think they're here. Thank you so much for waiting. We're gonna take item number 1087 next, and then return to the rest of our morning agenda and the other things that we've left behind. But because we have people here on this item, we're gonna have Carla read that item, and I'll kick it off by reading the proclamation.
Okay, item 1087, proclaim September 15 to October 15, 2016, to be Hispanic Heritage Month in Portland.
Well, this is a great day and a great occasion, so let me read this proclamation and then invite some people here to come up and speak about this. The proclamation says this: whereas the Hispanic heritage of the United States extends historically over five centuries and has been a consistent and vital influence on our country's growth and prosperity, and whereas Hispanic or Latino culture is tied to Iberian ancestry, the rich tapestry of our culture recognizes that Hispanics or Latinos are multiracial and multicultural, and also trace their historical roots to indigenous and African ancestry. Hispanics represent people with origins from 24 different countries, including the United States, Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, and Spain. They reflect an array of distinct and vibrant cultures that have enriched our community in valuable ways. And whereas Oregon's Latino population is growing at a rate faster than the national rate, 12% of the state's population is now Latino, representing a 72% growth since 2000. In Portland, there are over 60,974 people of Hispanic descent, making up 10% of the city's population. While Portland's overall population grew by 1.2% in 2013, the rate of growth for our city's Hispanic population was 6.9%. And whereas the number of U.S.-born Latino Oregonians has increased 21% compared to 1% in the growth of foreign-born Latino Oregonians, the median age for Latinos is 24 years. And whereas Hispanics have supported Portland's economy with a myriad of contributions in the fields of commerce, science, technology, public health, and more, today their purchasing power in Portland is nearly $4 billion. And whereas Portland recognizes the many organizations, institutions, and people helping Hispanics overcome disparities such as poor health outcomes and low educational attainment, working tirelessly to ensure that they remain a flourishing community. And whereas continued access to jobs and livable wages for Oregon Latinos is essential for our state to thrive, Hispanics currently make up 5% of the city's workforce. To help connect more Hispanics to city jobs and support them throughout their careers with the city, the Unidos Latinos Americanos, ULA, City Employee Affinity Group was reestablished in 2014. ULA has reached over 50 members and continues to grow. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the weeks of September 15th to October 15th, 2016, to be Hispanic Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Welcome, congratulations, and thank you for your contributions. I believe Amalia Alacon de Morris is going to lead off the presentation this afternoon. Speaking of empowering important Latinas and Latinos to take roles in our community, here's one. Welcome.
My family certainly thinks so. So thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for inviting us here and participating in this today. I am going to reread the proclamation in Spanish, and then you. I will say a few words before we move forward. So, por cuanto la herencia hispana en los Estados Unidos se extiende históricamente más de 5 siglos y ha sido una influencia constante y vital en el crecimiento y prosperidad de nuestro país, y por cuanto la cultura hispana o latina está ligada a raíces ibéricas, a las que se suman la gran riqueza y diversidad multicultural y multirracial de nuestras culturas indígenas y africanas, los hispanos representan más de 24 diferentes países de origen, incluyendo Estados Unidos, México, Puerto Rico, República Dominicana, Cuba, Guatemala, Belice, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panamá, Colombia, Perú, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brasil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile y España reflejan una variedad de culturas distintas y valiosas que han enriquecido nuestra comunidad en forma notable. Y por cuanto la población latina de Oregon está creciendo a un ritmo más rápido que la tasa nacional, los latinos representan el 12% de la población estatal, con una tasa de crecimiento del 72% desde el 2000. En Portland hay más de 60.974 personas de origen hispano que representan el 10% de la población. Mientras que la población general de Portland creció en un 1.2% en el 2013, la tasa de crecimiento de la población hispana de la ciudad fue del 6.9% en el mismo año. Y por lo tanto, y por cuanto la tasa de latinos nacidos en los Estados Unidos viviendo en Oregon ha crecido en un 21% comparado al 1% de latinos nacidos en el extranjero que radican en este estado. La edad mediana de latinos en Oregon es de 24 años de edad. Y por cuanto la población hispana ha contribuido a la economía de Portland con un sinnúmero de aportaciones en las áreas de comercio, ciencia, tecnología, servicio público y salud, entre otras. Actualmente, su poder de adquisición en Portland es de casi $4,000 millones. Y por cuanto la ciudad de Portland reconoce la multitud de organizaciones, instituciones y gente ayudando a la población hispana a superar disparidades tales como los indicadores rezagados de salud y nivel de logro académico, trabajando incansablemente para asegurar que sigan siendo una comunidad próspera. Y por cuanto el acceso a puestos de trabajo y sueldos dignos para los latinos en Oregon es fundamental para la prosperidad de nuestro estado, la población hispana forma un 5% de la fuerza laboral del Ayuntamiento de la Ciudad de Portland. La Asociación de Empleados Unidos Latinos Americanos, o ULA por sus siglas, fue restablecida en el 2014 con el propósito de conectar a hispanos con puestos de trabajo en el Ayuntamiento de la Ciudad de Portland y apoyarlos a lo largo de sus carreras. Actualmente, ULA cuenta con más de 50 miembros y sigue creciendo. Por lo tanto, yo, usted, Charlie Hales, alcalde de la ciudad de Portland, Oregon, proclamo que del 15 de septiembre al 15 de octubre de 2016 se ha reconocido el mes de la herencia hispana en Portland e invito a todos sus habitantes a celebrar este mes.
Gracias. Thank you.
A ustedes. So, as mentioned before, 5% of our employees are Latinos, whereas Latinos make up 10% of Portland's population. Progress is being made to attract more Latinos to our workforce. This is reflected in ULA's ever-growing membership base. However, more needs to be done in order to retain and advance Latino city employees. Latino employees are underrepresented in executive-level positions, with only 2% of City Portland executives self-identifying as Latino. Conversely, 7% of city at-will, casual, limited duration, and temp-appointed employees are Latinos. Since being established 2 years ago, the Unidos Latinos Americanos, or ULA, affinity group has shown a commitment to creating a Latino professional network in order to promote professional advancement and mentoring opportunities for all Latino city employees, as well as help to continue recruiting Latinos for employment. An example of this commitment is the recent development of the pilot Deep Leadership Development Program. ULA members, along with members of the city's African American network and women's empowerment affinity groups, created this program to support the professional growth of Latino, African American, and women employees. The program was launched this spring with support from DEEP and the city's Office of Equity and Human Rights. The Leadership Development Program includes a one-to-one mentorship component, culturally specific trainings, multicultural leadership trainings, and community building opportunities. The goal is to expand the program to other affinity groups in the future, and I'm very proud to be a mentor for a couple of members of this program. 15 city employees are participating in the Leadership Development Program, including 3 ULA members. ULA members sit on the Leadership Development Program Coordinating Committee, and other ULA members are serving as mentors for program participants. We ask Council for a commitment to support the professional advancement of Latinos within the City of Portland and to strengthen efforts to recruit Oregon's growing and young Latino population to city jobs. ULA is eager to partner with you on these endeavors and to share our professional and lived experiences.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I believe you have a couple of your colleagues, Manuel and Yolanda. Are they going to speak as well?
I believe Manuel had to leave, okay. But Yolanda is here.
Yolanda, welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I just want to acknowledge there was a lot of emotion and passion in the room, and on behalf of as a community member, that was really hard to hear, and so I just wanted to acknowledge that and let you know that I have a lot of respect for you all as well as the community. So I just wanted to start with that. My name is Yolanda Gonzalez, and I am a program manager for the Community Healing Initiative Program at Latino Network. I want to take a moment to thank you all for honoring our heritage with today's Hispanic Heritage presentation and proclamation. Thank you for, I also want to take this moment to say thank you for the work that the city's Unidos Latinos Americos Affinity Group has been doing, the leadership that they bring to the city every day and highlighting the importance of what a diverse city workforce brings, not only to our city, but the whole community. Since 2000, I'm going to repeat a lot of your statistics, Oregon's Latino population has grown by 72%, outpacing the growth of any Latinos across the country. 64% of the Latinos in Oregon are U.S.-born, with 36% foreign-born. Like you said, the median age of the Latinos here are 24 compared to the white population at 41. 72% of the Latinos are age 16 older and older participate in the workforce, but only 28% of Latinos live outside of poverty, or living in poverty, sorry. One-third of the Latino children living in poverty, with nearly 23% of the students K through 12 in Oregon are Latino. I only mention these to highlight and express immense amount of gratitude for the Mayor's Community Center initiative. Last year alone, the total numbers of unduplicated youth that came to our program for the teen nights was 617 youth. Last weekend, I wanted to just note that 70 youth showed up to teen night at the East Portland Community Center. The initiative has provided us with the opportunity to collaboratively serve Latinos and other youth through the strong partnership we have with you all and the community-based organizations in our community. I believe these numbers attest to the fact that the youth in our community are seeking a safe space to engage in positive activities that allow them to be youth. This weekend, we witnessed a group of youth that were rivals and had tension throughout the summer, throughout our summer program. They came together at teen night and were able to put their differences aside and engage together in an art class that we hosted. We've also had parents personally come up to us and thank us for creating a safe space. One family in particular thanked us for inviting all 10 of their children into the teen nights and making them feel welcome. I would also like to take this moment to thank you for the city for awarding the Community Healing Initiative, which is a program I manage, with the grant to start a girls' basketball program. The goal of that program is to serve young, at-risk females, youth of color in our community. I have the honor of working with a team and an organization that is dedicated to working alongside our youth and our community to ensure that those we serve thrive and become stewards in the community themselves. We are grateful for the opportunities we've had to partner with the city and look forward to the continuation of our partnership. Con mucho respeto, gracias.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, can I just make one comment?
Please.
You know, it's interesting. You're representing Latino Network, and it was Carmen Rubio really began as a leader to make her mark when she worked for Tom Potter, and Tom gave her this platform. And then she briefly worked for me, and I was the beneficiary. And then Latino Network stole her from City Service and put her in this other position. But some ways, that's as it should be, that in leadership, that we should be giving people platforms, and then the community should steal and elevate people and vice versa, because that's the pipeline should go both ways. But I just want to observe something, because Latino Network is doing great work in Cully and is helping us address poverty. And there's a newspaper story today in a weekly that criticizes the city for using a loan guarantee program to help Hacienda build a community center in the middle of their campus to serve low-income families. And so it's a useful reminder that we don't necessarily have buy-in from everyone in terms of some of these initiatives. And when we use a loan guarantee program to help Hacienda build a campus, we're investing in the success of families that they are serving. But again, there's a story today criticizing the city for doing that. I, for one, am very proud that the city took that action. But it reminds us that we have to fight this battle every day. We have to make the case. And if we can't justify using loan guarantees in the highest poverty census tract in the state of Oregon to help a community that's been left behind too often, then I'm not sure what equity and opportunity means in our city. So we'll continue to have that discussion. And please tell Carmen that congratulations for Bella Noche.
I will. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say the combination of having people in our own workforce who are culturally competent and inclusive is really important. But you combine that with organizations like Latino Network and all that you do in our community. And then you combine that with a growing number of people rising from perhaps working in City Hall to running for office and serving in important roles in elected office as well. One of the things that happened at the Bella Noche evening was that Carmen read off the long list of Latino and Latina elected officials around the state. And it was really an impressive list. It's gotten longer. It needs to get longer yet. So I just appreciate this partnership very much, both the affinity group here, Viva ULA, right? Viva ULA. Because we love having our own workforce empowered and celebrating their heritage. But the partnerships that we have in the community with Latino Network in particular are really powerful. So we appreciate you being here and being part of this. So thank you all. Thanks. Would you like to take a photo with your leadership and the council before we move on? We would. Thank you.
Not the show.
Maybe you are right, sir. Little people in front. Oh, wait, that's all
right. Growing.
It's all happening.
Thank you all. Great work. Okay, let us move then to the second item from this morning that we need to